Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful chaos of life's daily roller coaster. Today we're diving into something super juicy. Cultivating gratitude and positivity, every single day. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? We live in a world that throws negativity at us faster than you can say, viral trend. But trust me, folks, this is more than just some feel-good fluff. It's a game changer. Think about it. When was the last time you genuinely felt grateful for something, truly savored a moment of joy? The feeling, right? That warmth that spreads through your chest, making everything feel a little bit brighter? That's the power we're tapping into today. We're talking about rewiring our brains to focus on the good stuff, the everyday miracles that often get overshadowed by stress and worries. So, how do we actually pull this off? Here are 5 golden nuggets to sprinkle into your daily routine. First things first, make gratitude a habit. Seriously, schedule it in. It could be as simple as jotting down 3 things you're grateful for each morning or before bed. A warm cup of coffee, a good night's sleep, a supportive friend, anything that makes your heart sing. It might feel cheesy at first, but trust me, the more you practice, the more natural it becomes. Next up, be mindful. I'm not talking about becoming a Zen master overnight, though. Hey, if you are, go for it. It's about paying attention to the present moment, noticing the little things that bring you joy. A bird chirping outside your window, the smell of freshly baked cookies, a genuine laugh with someone you love. Savor these moments, let them sink in. Third, ditch the negativity spiral. I know, easier said than done. But next time you find yourself dwelling on something negative, try consciously shifting your focus. Think about a positive memory, a goal you're working towards, or even just the fact that you have air to breathe and sunshine warming your skin. You've got this. Now, let's talk about self-care. We're not talking bubble baths and face masks here, though those are great too. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, painting, hiking, or jamming out to your favorite tunes. Lastly, remember the power of connection. Spending time with loved ones, sharing laughter and stories, building meaningful relationships, these things are what truly make life rich. So, reach out to friends and family, let them know you care, and build a community that supports and uplifts you. Ever felt like your mind is constantly racing, a million thoughts swirling around in your head? You're not alone. It happens to the best of us. But imagine this, you wake up feeling calm and centered, ready to take on the day with a smile on your face. That's the kind of power gratitude and positivity can unlock. Think about it. You've probably had those moments when something truly amazing happened, even something seemingly small. Maybe you got that perfect parking spot after circling the block for ages, or received a heartfelt message from a friend who just gets you. In those moments, didn't your whole outlook shift? You felt lighter, happier, more capable of handling whatever came your way. That's because gratitude and positivity aren't just feel-good vibes. They're powerful tools that can literally change your brain chemistry. Studies show that practicing gratitude can increase levels of dopamine and serotonin, those feel-good hormones that make us happier, more resilient, and better equipped to handle stress. So remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst challenges. It's about finding the silver linings in every cloud, recognizing the beauty in everyday moments, and nurturing a sense of optimism that radiates outwards, making the world around you just a little bit brighter. We all have the power to choose how we react to life's ups and downs. Let's make the choice to focus on the good stuff, celebrate the little victories, and spread positivity wherever we go. You got this. Ready to take your gratitude game to the next level? Share your favorite gratitude practice in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and tell a friend. Let's keep spreading the love, one podcast at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.